Thank y'all for those songs. You know, the Lord's worthy this morning. He set us free, and you know, He is all that we need. Everything that's been said in Sunday school and everything that's happened in here, it's just all leading up to the same way. It's an honor to stand here this morning. You know, with my job, I get to lead the teaching and or learning of lots of things. And, you know, that's all well and good. But none of it compares to this because, you know, this lasts forever and ever. When we get to eternity, you know, this will still matter. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you'll turn to the book of Luke, we're going to look at a very familiar passage this morning. Luke 15. We're going to start reading in verse 11. And it's in red. This is all Jesus talking. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father's house, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be Mary. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for needs being met already, Lord. We thank you for the Sunday school hour, God, the singing, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll use this, Lord, this morning, God. Lord, get us out of the way, Lord. Our desire here today is, Lord, for someone to come know you, Lord, or someone's about ready to quit, God. Lord, they won't quit, Lord. They'll see the need to keep serving you, God. Lord, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you've been in church any amount of time, you've heard this story over and over again. There's this man with two sons. One of them, he's tired of living at the father's house. And he goes to his dad and he says, Dad, I want what's mine. And the dad decides to go ahead and share the inheritance with him. He just splits it between his two boys. This younger one goes away, and he spends it all on riotous living. Now, I'm sure why he's spending this money. He had lots of friends. You know, I picture it. I have to picture it like we live today. I'm sure that he's going out to these places he shouldn't be. And there's probably lots of friends gathered around him because this young man's rich. He's got a lot, it says. And he spends it all. He's got all the friends, and you know, they're with him, or those so-called friends. But, you know, as you know, we've seen it time and time again. People get out into the world and they think they have all these friends, but it says that once it was gone, he had nothing. Amen. It says that he was hungry, and he couldn't find nobody to give him any food. I don't know where all those friends went that helped him waste his money. And you know, that's how it ends up in the world. The world don't care about you as much as we think they do. They don't care about us. But he's in want, and he joins himself to that country, and it says that his job was to take care of the swine or the pigs. And you know, I've been around pigs before. I've been around a lot of animals. And it said that this guy, this man, this young man, he wanted to eat what they eat. I've seen a lot of pig food. I ain't never wanted to eat none of it. It just don't look good to me. But he was at that spot in his life. He was that desperate that that's what he thought he needed. So he's sitting there. I'm sure he's dirty. He stinks. He's just full of the world. And he thought, wow, I got a father at home. And he thought about it, and he said, he's got servants. And he said, these servants, they have bread and then some to spare. You know, I heard a preacher this week say, I was listening to a preacher, and he mentioned this. He said, you know, the father has enough that he never runs out. This young man, he ran out. You know, God never runs out. He has enough for us, and that's what I want to talk about this morning. The title of this talk, this sermon, if you want to call it that, is So Much More. You know, we can get so much more from God than what we're getting if we'll just trust in him. So he goes back home. He decides to go back home. And as he's going home, he comes to his father. And his father actually runs to him. He had compassion on him. You know, and all through this, I noticed something I've never noticed when I was looking at this the last few days. The dad, the father, never talks to this son when he comes back. He does all the talking to the servants, if you'll read those verses. So he says, the first thing I see here is, you know, so much more. He was given compassion. The father didn't tell him how sorry he was. You know, when someone comes back to the Lord, or someone we know is doing something wrong, you know, we shouldn't try to belittle them. We shouldn't tell them how stupid they are, or that was a dumb idea. You know, we should just have compassion. That's what this father did. It was all about compassion. He then gave him the best robe. He began to clean him up. He also gave him a ring to put on his finger to signify that he was his once again. And he also gave him new shoes. I'm sure his shoes were stinky. They had been in the pig pen. They probably were gross, just nasty. He cleaned him up. You know, and all he went back for was food. He just wanted a little bit of food. But his father had so much more. You know, our Father, Dallas, he has so much more. You know, if we'll just trust in him, he gives us salvation, which is great. You know, the preacher always talks about, you know, he said it several times the last few months. He said, I only got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. You know, I never thought about it. You know, that's why I got saved, because I don't want to go to hell. Who wants to go where it's dark? It stinks. The worm dieth not. There's burning flesh. You know, I can't stand it. Smell anything burn. I think it just stinks. But here we are. This guy, he got so much more. And we can have so much more. The first thing we can have, you know, if we'll just trust in the Lord, is, you know, he'll give us grace. John 1:16 says, and of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. You know what that means? There's just so much grace. There's enough grace to go around this whole church. You know, there's enough for Skip every day. There's enough for Wes every day. And you know, it's just grace on top of grace on top of grace. You know, he just keeps getting it. And you know what grace is? Grace is undeserved benefits of God. You know, we don't do nothing for it. All we have to do is trust in him, and it's every day. Every day, more grace. He just bestows it upon us. We there's nothing we can do to deserve it, but all we got to do is trust in him, and he'll give it to us. But here we are. We just sit there. We just think the whole benefit of getting saved is, you know, I don't have to go to hell, but there's so much more to it. You can have grace every day. Their grace is new. The next thing I saw is mercy. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, is talking about, Paul is talking here, and he says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. He's talking about Jesus here. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know what mercy is? Mercy what we get instead of punishment. You know, this son came home. His daddy could have been mean to him. He could have just chastised him, but he didn't. He gave you mercy. You know, the Lord gives us mercy all the time because, you know, we all mess up. You know, I'm bad about saying things before I think about what I'm saying, you know, but the Lord just gives us mercy. Oh, it's just mercy. You know, we should be in hell, but because His grace and mercy, we're not in hell today. You know, because His grace and mercy, we have the things we have. We're able to come to a church. You know, we're able to worship together. You know, it's just amazing that God does that for us. The next thing I noticed, you know, we talk about the benefits of heaven. You know what? He's our shepherd. Psalm 23, one of the most quoted books in the Bible or chapters in the Bible. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, we are His people. Isn't that amazing? We are the people of the Lord. We are the people. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He knows you. You know, little old us, who 100 years from now, people probably won't even know us. He knows us. That's just the most amazing thing. You know, He cares about us. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows our very thoughts. He knows what we like, what we don't like. And, you know, He cares for us. It goes on. Verse 2 says, so He's our shepherd. We got a shepherd. We got somebody to guide us. Verse 2 says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, this young man, he was hungry. I'm sure he was thirsty. You know, God provides our food and our drink. You know, he provides for us. As Gavin and Olivia just sang, He's all we need. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, we said, somebody, I think it was said in Sunday school, He not only gives us what we need, He gives us many of our wants. You know, you don't need that new truck. You don't need that camper. You don't need all those things. Those things you want, but you know what? Because of God's goodness, He gives it to you. He is so good to us. Verse 3 says, He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So after He feeds us, after He gives us that strength, you know what? He sends us on our way. He lets us be righteous. That's just amazing. You know, once we're strengthened again, we can go encourage others. But how many times do we not encourage others? We just sit back and do nothing. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When times come, hard times come, and I know a lot of people in here are struggling this morning. We had prayer requests in Sunday school. I know, you know, we've had several deaths in the church lately. You know what? But the Lord's still guiding us. You know, when those hard times come, He's all we need. He's all we need, y'all. You know, that rod, that rod is to keep predators away. You know, and the devil, you know, we've already said he wants to defeat us. He wants to tear us down. You know, but that rod's there for the shepherd to beat them wolves off, to beat the world off. And, you know, we need to claim that. We need to understand that He's able. And, you know, that staff is there so that He can pull us back in when we start to stray, when we start to go astray, when we start to do what we want to do instead of what He would have us to do. Verse number 5 says, He prepares a table before us in the presence of mine enemies. You know, He prepares that table, and all they can do is sit there and watch, because you know what? He's sitting there with that rod and that staff, and He's beating them off, and they can't get over there where we are, and we're just having a great time eating and preparing. It says, He anoints my head with oil, my cup overflows. Verse 6, and y'all have seen this illustration lots and lots of times, surely goodness and mercy, there's mercy again, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you know, y'all have all seen the illustration where the shepherd's up here, the sheep's following them. You know, goodness and mercy is behind them to make sure nothing attacks them. And you know, it's just God. But we forget about that. We don't want to think about that. I'm not going to hell. That's all we think about. But we have so much more. We go on. It says also, you know what else we have? He's not only our shepherd. He's also the healer. Woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, the Bible says for 12 years, she went to all the doctors she had, and then she heard about, the Bible says, she heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. I've read it over and over again, but she heard of Jesus. And she went to Jesus, and she just knew she could just close enough to touch him, just to touch his garments, that she'd be fine. So she went, she's in the crowd, she touched him, and immediately she was healed, and people are talking, they're murmuring, and Jesus said, her faith made her whole. It was all about her faith that made her whole. You know, he's our healer. You know, if we'll just call on him, he heals all diseases is what the Bible says. If we'll just trust, it's just one of the other benefits because he's so much more. Another thing he is, you know what? He's that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24 says, he's a friend that, let me get back on my right page. It says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, we always can't be together. Sometimes you're by yourself, you're riding to work, something bad happens, I don't know what it is, maybe you have an accident, maybe whatever it is, you know what? He's there. He's always with us if we'll just trust in him. You know, that's one of the benefits. David said in Psalm 103:2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. You know, we got to remember all these benefits of the Lord. You know, they're for us. They're for us to use. They're for us to call on him. Because you know what? He's all we need. You know, Gavin, if y'all come back and sing that song, you know, this morning she's coming back in. This morning he's all we need. You know, if you've got a need this morning, you know what? He's all you need. You know, if you need salvation, he'll save you this morning. You know, if you're here and you're lost, you know, you're tired of the world. The world's just tearing you apart. You're just tired of fighting. You know what? Come. He's all you need. You know, you can leave here like that son. He can clean you up. Amen. He'll put a new robe on you. Amen. He'll give you a ring. Yeah. And that will be his stamp of approval on your life. Amen. Lord, we do thank you, God, for who you are. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll just use this time, God. Help people not to think about what's out there, Lord. God, but they'll just focus on you, Lord. I pray, God, that you'll just bless us in Jesus' name.